It is 10:58 in the morning, 24/8/2022. I've been building my report for God knows how long now, and I want to get things rectified. So I'm going to phone up Enfield Council whistleblowing policy, because I've got a lot of the paperwork ready, so that I can see if we can go to the next stage of investigation or something. I want to arrange a meeting with them and put the evidence on them. Hello, it's Mr. Simon Paul Cordell calling from 109 Burncroft Avenue. I've left loads of messages to get to Ian Davis and to speak to him directly, because I've had correspondence off of him and his teams, and I've had forged applications, court orders put against me by Enfield Council's employees. I don't know if he's aware. Obviously, I put in data subject access requests, FOIs and SARs into the computer systems, councils, police and everything, and took all my personal data from most of the systems that I could. And I've put it all together, and I can clearly prove that Lemmy Nuwabasai, who works for the Enfield Council and Social Department, and alongside a lot of other staff, have frauded applications and deprived me of a fair standard of life, you know, with criminal activities and with intent of doing what they was doing. It was clearly well informed. What I'm asking for is for Ian Davis to contact me back, please, because I've now had to sit there and spend a long time putting all this stuff together, and it's clearly obvious what's happened. I'd like to have a meeting. I've got recordings of Lemmy Nuwabasai and everybody telling me that I'm dead down the phone. All the neighbourhood office teams telling me I'm dead every time I've tried to make an official complaint about this. I've tried to speak to insurance companies and through Kay Osborne, and she has just completely wasted my time and undermined me throughout the whole of dealing with me. There's been no fair investigations into anything that I've said, and I think it's more than time now for us all to sit down and have a meeting, and for me to be allowed to present this evidence to yourselves, and for an investigation, maybe an out-of-body investigation, because there's so many of you involved in the correspondence here. I don't think it'd be too fair for many of you to deal with the case or the investigation. If you don't contact me yourselves, very shortly I'm going to send over all of the correspondence that I have to all the fraud departments of the other boroughs' councils, and I'm going to let them deal with the investigation against Enfield Council and the rest. If you contact me, we may be able to sit down and negotiate this with minimal impact and be able to rectify the issues to a standard to where I'm satisfied, which is, I'm pretty sure, which is what you're going to need. I'm prepared to bring this paperwork to court, and I'm pretty confident that you really will get the life sentences that I said in the recordings you will get, for what I can prove and for the voice recordings I have of the staff and the way that they've acted. Please, can you sit down with me? I'm going to leave you my telephone number. This is Enfield Council's whistleblowing line again, and it's directly to Ian Davis. And if I can just get into my phone quickly, contacts, because I keep changing the number. I'm sure you should have my number on file anyway. 07-864-217-519. That's 07-864-217-519. That's Mr. Simon Paul Cordell, 109 Burncroft Avenue. And if you stop, refer me to the doctors again, because I've made this phone call, as you have done to me and my mother throughout any time that we've made contact to you lot. You refer me to the doctor and try to build some history against me and make me look, you know, I will document that, I will get that information as well, and I'll present that as well to a jury in court the day that I take you to court, if you don't contact me and do things correctly. Have a good day. Please contact me. It's 11:02 now, the 24/8/2022, and I'm about to post this, everything that I've got, if you ain't prepared to see it, all over the internet and absolutely everywhere. And I'm looking for an investigation. I'd like to see you not in court as you took me to court. But if you sit down with me, we might be able to deal with things in another way. Have a good day.